We should all live forever, and our stories should never die. But that's not the way it is. So writes guitarist-songwriter Jorma Kaukonen in his new autobiography, Been So Long. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Jorma's story is a long and winding one, from his Finnish Jewish childhood, growing up the son of a government employee with multiple overseas postings, to the crazy days of peace, love, and music in the 1960s, from San Francisco to Woodstock to Altamont. Jorma Kaukonen today is a man clearly at peace, in love with his wife, devoted to his children, and grateful for the chance to continue to play music. He admits to flaws, mistakes, and poor choices without mincing words, and manages to find the perfect midpoint between regret and redemption. His story is also the story of rock and roll, when he describes his first amplifier, a Sears and Roebuck amp, and recording on tape with only a handful of tracks available. Jorma is a road warrior, a musician who has never stopped working, never stopped playing, and some of the names that come up in this story are remarkable. Of course, there are Janis and Jerry, Grace, and all of the Jefferson Airplane, but there's also Jaco Pastorius, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, and Leonard Bernstein. And the great bassist Jack Cassidy, Jorma's lifelong friend and musical partner from the days before, during, and after the Jefferson Airplane, through Hot Tuna and more. Their affection for each other and connection runs strong throughout Jorma's book. Autobiographies, especially written by people who have found fortune and fame at a very young age, run the risk of being self-absorbed or a little whiny. Not so the case with Been So Long. It's a mostly positive book. Jorma accepts responsibility for things he messed up, learns from them, shakes them off. He speaks ill of no one, even those who he might not always have loved. He frankly acknowledges his years of alcohol and drug addiction without wallowing, talks in great detail about guitar playing. Musicians who read the book will learn a thing or two. He uses lyrics to flesh out things he's trying to say, and in the back of the book is a complete appendix of his lyrics from The Airplane through Hot Tuna and all of his solo work, along with a 5-song CD of his music, the title cut, of course, Been So Long. Jorma writes, "The guitar never abandoned me. In retrospect, it didn't seem like a lot to hold on to, but it was. It was a mutual love affair and is as strong as ever today. I never lost sight of the hope the guitar held out to me as a teenager." Jorma Kaukonen's story is one of a guy who found his heart in the music he plays and the road he loves. In Jorma's own words, quote, "In this world I'm living in, I see the light. Sins are gone, and now I know what is wrong and right. Morning came on slowly, pushing back the night. Good times, now that I can see the light." The book is Been So Long, My Life and Music, by Jorma Kaukonen. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.